98.4 Capital FM. I'm just not one of those people where I'm like, wherever life takes you, I'll follow you. We were just talking about this. I love structure. I'd be like, oh, you have fun over there. We'll video chat.
I'm like, which country are we going? Is it safe? I will find out there.
This is why this is why we work as a duo, because wherever it is I fall short, you're like, I'll be the romantic human being here. It's the Fuse 984 and Maura, Nadia Faber. We have Grace, who is the Compass Director of HALT Prize. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
And you have to remind me your name. I'm so sorry.
The name's Mitesh.
I knew that was what I wanted to say. And then I was like, what if I got it wrong? And I'm just confusing with my uncle's name, you know? So with this, you are the Deputy Compass Director at HALT Prize. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we want to start you off easy. We want to ask you what HALT Prize is, and then we can jump into the difficult SAT questions later.
Okay. So the HALT Prize is an innovation competition that is run at different universities worldwide. And this happens every single year. And this is aimed at the Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations. So it's just to encourage students to form teams of 3 to 4 people, come up with startups, disruptive innovations, and apply for, you know, the competition. At our final stage, the winning team, global team, gets to win $1 million.
Whoa!
big money.
Big monies.
So $1 million to implement their idea.
Okay.
And you have to be a university student to be participating in this.
Yes. So you have to be a university student under the age of 30.
And how many campuses are participating in this in Kenya alone?
In Kenya, there's about 6 to 7. So it's still a growing population, because the HALT Prize aim to reach out to universities worldwide. So when, you know, they've done this in Europe, they've done this in, like, you know, the Americas. So they're really new to Africa. And in Kenya specifically, the uptake has been quite, you know, good. But we still have a long way to go.
That's exciting, because, you know, Kenyans are very innovative. They're very ahead of the time as well. And they're pretty much the number one in Africa. If you do have some questions, do let us know on the Fuse 984 or 0701-984-984. University students, ask the questions now.
Remember when Silas reminded McKenna,
there's different kinds of justice.
Prepare for the return of detective duo McKenna and Silas fighting to protect their lives as they discover a justice system infiltrated by a mysterious cartel. So, will the law prevail? Get ready for Crime and Justice Season 2, A System Corrupted.
Watch Crime and Justice only on Showmax.com.
It's Anne Mora right here on the Fuse 984. Do let us know what you want to listen to. We will make it happen just for you. It's not just me and Nadia Faber keeping you company. Today we have Mitesh and Grace from HALT. Now, I have so many questions. First of all, I want to start by asking, how has it been in a pandemic studying, and what are you studying? Because you guys are still in school.
Yeah.
Right. The pandemic, that kills the whole campus life.
Yeah.
It's sad. Sitting in your room with a window and a computer on your face, and the only faces you can see are names on your Zoom class.
Oof, that's depressing. Yeah. But you're out. It's like you're out of prison, basically, because you're
indeed.
Back physically.
Indeed.
Amazing. And what are the both of you studying at university?
So I study economics and statistics, second year at the University of Nairobi.
Yeah, and I do petroleum engineering. I'm in my third year.
It's incredible. Something else is incredible is who you've teamed up with when it comes to HALT. Who is your partner in this?
Right, so the HALT Prize's international partner is the United Nations, and they've been partnering with the HALT Prize for very many years. Actually, the global finals do take place at the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. In just a bit, we're going to be getting into the accelerator program and what that means, and even the regional program as well, because there is so much travel and so much when it comes to technology and sustainability. But for now, we do need to get the news and then back to the Fuse.
This song is so hectic and heartbreaking. She wrote this for her producer, Dr. Luke, who sexually assaulted her. And she's like, I've forgiven you and I've forgiven myself and we're going to move on, and I hope you're praying for yourself.
Yeah.
Kesha is just the queen.
That's
realistically.
That's the best revenge, the forgiveness and then just do better. You know what I mean?
We love her here on the Fuse 984. We got Anne Mora, Nadia Faber, we got Grace and Mitesh. We sound like we're the Venga Boys. It's like a full crew up in this up in this joint, basically.
The Venga Boys.
The Venga Boys, indeed.
We're talking about the HALT Prize. One $1 million is at stake, and I'm so excited to see. So right now we are on the campus program part of this, and the finals are coming up in just about a week. Can you walk us through what's that going to be about?
So the finals is going to be on 15th of March. And basically what we want is a stakeholder conversation. So we want the, you know, the government to be there. We want the students to be there. We want the uni to be there so they could all like collectively hear our voices towards innovation. The main question is creating innovative spaces for university students on campus. And at our finals, we'll be crowning our, you know, on-campus winner that will move on to our regional summits, which will be held in Nairobi, Kenya, which is amazing for the first time.
Hey.
Yeah. So it's really going to be fun. I'd really encourage anyone who's interested in innovation to speak to students or anyone that feels, you know, the drive to create and to come up with new, innovative, disruptive ideas to come to University of Nairobi on the 15th of March.
I love that you mentioned that because we are currently in election and a lot of them are basing their platform on the youth. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is the perfect place to, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. So now after this, it's going to get into the regional summit. So what's that about as well?
So the regional summits picks literally the best teams from Africa or different continents, and they go compete in the regional summits. Now, this is the place you see the cream of the milk, the best startups, the best speakers, the best presenters, the best judges, and the highest grade investors. Once they pitch at the regionals, they move on to a 3-month accelerator program at the UK, where they get to build their startups and get their first customers, eventually moving to the finals after that. So by the time they finish the accelerator, they are ready to start up.
And now, what is accelerator about? I love this, by the way, because it's like about baby leaders kind of getting together now so that they can take over the world later. Right? Now, what is a global accelerator about, by the way?
So the global accelerator is basically an incubation program. The top teams from regionals will meet there, and they're guided through processes like design thinking and modern innovation techniques, how to get their first customers, getting their financials right, and getting access to the resources that they need over a 3-month period to start operating in their countries and across the world.
Yeah, and then they live in a castle as well.
Yeah.
What? The Ashridge Castle.
You should have led with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it's a luxurious experience.
You really
have
to be in uni to do this.
Stop it, man. I really do like that you described what you guys are looking for as innovative ideas and disruptive ideas. I don't think anybody's ever gotten far in life by staying in their comfort zone.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate hearing that. And also, thank you so much for coming and, as per usual, tolerating our silliness. We really enjoyed having you here.
We enjoyed being here.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what comes out of this for sure.
98.4 Capital FM.